I'm going to pan me just a little bit to that side of your head.
I don't know what that means.
And I'm going to pan you a little to this side of my... So I'm over here.
And I'm over here. Oh, wow. Look at that.
See?
Gosh, it's like on one side of your head, there's a voice telling you about new music. And on the other side of your head, there's a voice telling you to start fires. You have to figure out which advice to follow at any given moment.
This was kind of an unexpected week. And I'm here with Stephen Thompson. And you are, in fact, connected to All Songs Considered. Robin's away, so.
Robin, I have stashed Robin in an undisclosed location. He'll be freed after this taping.
But a surprising week with a song by the Pixies. Where'd that come from?
This just keeps happening all year long. Like, oh, by the way, there's a new My Bloody Valentine record. It's been 22 years.
It's the summer of the cicadas, as I call it, of rock music.
I like that. That's actually a good name for a band. Is there a band called the Cicadas? They could release albums very infrequently.
Thor, is there a band called the Cicadas?
On it.
Let's figure it out.
All right, before the song's over.
Yeah, so the first new Pixies song in 9 years. It's called Bag Boy. It does not have Kim Deal on it. She has gone back to the Breeders. But
and some would say it's not the Pixies then.
No. Yeah, but it's and there have been a million Frank Black records in the during the long gaps between Pixies records. But it's still eventful. It's still just this bratty burst of kind of snotty Pixiesness that is just a delight. I'm really excited to hear more. The song is called Bag Boy.
I had a bad reaction to your
public hobby writing.
Cover your breath, cover your teeth.
I get no satisfaction from your very recent sightings.
Cover your breath, polish your speech.
Oh,
That is so good.
It's just such a terse and bratty, like, blurt, kind of coming back out of nowhere for, you know, I mean, obviously they've been touring and everything in recent years, yeah. But I'm excited. I just love having this band back, and anything they do is a bonus. I just have a feeling there's a lot more to come. I don't think this is the last new Pixies song. I don't think it's going to be another 9 years until we get another Pixies song.
Perfect. Did you know the band The Czars in the 90s?
Yes, from Denver.
Yeah, indeed. So I didn't. Lars has now turned me on to them because I've gone backwards and found them through through John Grant, who put out an album earlier this year. It's a fabulous little record. Though I didn't think so when I first heard it. Can I be truthful, John? Dear John.
Well, his stuff has always been he's always been a grower as far as his records are concerned. They're very dense and dramatic and multi-layered.
And I really wasn't sure where he was coming from. Sometimes his record felt kind of middle of the road.
Hmm.
He's got this very pretty voice. Sometimes the music is just straightforward. He does drop a lot of F-bombs.
Mm-hmm. As one does.
As one does. And I saw him the other night. He played in Washington, D.C. at U Street Music Hall. And I madly loved his charisma, loved his voice, loved what he was singing about. He talked about what some of these songs were about, which sometimes were not quite clear.
Right.
Like when you say you're the greatest whatever of the world, are you just a boaster or what? And anyway, he talked about coming to terms with having HIV,
right,
being a touring artist and doing that, and having addictions in his life and dealing with that, and his own personality and coming to terms with it. And I just thought he was just fantastic. I want to play a song that's called GMF.
Ah, yes.
And if the F-bomb is something that you don't want to listen to right now, skip ahead about 4.5 minutes. You will pass on what John has to say, John Grant.
You could probably say I'm difficult. I probably talk too much. It's a nasty crutch. I'm usually only waiting for you to stop talking so that I can. Concerning two-way streets, I have to say that I am not a fan. Tips of the toes on my feet. So go ahead and love me while it's still a crime. And don't forget, you could be laughing 65% more of the time. You could be laughing 65% more of the time. The time I think I'm in some movie, I play the underdog, of course. I wonder who they'll get to play me. Maybe they could dig up Richard Burton's corpse. I am not who you think I am. I am quite angry, which I barely can conceive. You think I hate myself, but it's you I hate, because you have the nerve to make me feel. But I am the greatest motherfucker that you're. Top of my head, down to the tips of the toes on my feet. So go ahead and love me while it's still.
while it was still a crime. Don't forget, you could be laughing 65% more of the time. You could be laughing 65% more of the time. 'Cause I am the greatest motherfucker that you're ever gonna meet. From the top of my head down to the tips of the toes on my feet. So go ahead and love me while it's still a crime. And don't forget, you could be laughing 65% more of the time. You could be laughing 63% more of the time. You could be laughing 25% more of the time.
Did you help him write that?
Did I? From my own personal experiences, yes, exactly. As one of the greatest. Yeah. No, yeah, he's great. I've been sort of tangentially following his career for like 15 years now, because I used to really love the Czars, you know, that played this very kind of string swept, beautiful, dramatic, kind of Jeff Buckley-ish stuff. The Czars was a really good band. I'm glad to hear him still around.
And surprised I'd not heard them.
Well, yeah, Bob, you should be ashamed.
Well, he's now based in Reykjavik, John Grant is, and the whole band that played with him was from Iceland.
Nice.
Fantastic bunch of musicians. Incredible show.
Awesome. I'd love to see it. I haven't seen him live in Lord knows how long.
You should have been there.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I would say that I had an excuse, but I probably didn't.
What do you got? I'm here with Stephen Thompson. And what do you got, Stephen?
All right. I've got a singer and rapper from the Twin Cities named Dessa. She's part of a hip-hop collective called Doomtree with people like POS. She's the only female member of that collective. And her third record is called Parts of Speech. It just came out at the end of June. And it's a really great record. It's a wonderful mix of her singing voice and her rapping, which really is about 50-50 on this record. And she does these really just heart-punching, angst-ridden ballads, and also these defiant, bracing, powerful, terrific songs like the one that we're going to play called Fighting Fish.
Pretty as a picture. Don't get it twisted, man. Her bite is a bitch. You can name, you can keep her, but take care when you feed her. You never can take the fight out of a fish. Chomping at the grill, but never want to still sit. You can test my metal with a magnet and some tin snips. Intense, all I see is canines and some wingtips. Pilot pit and pocket, I'm riding this thing in inches. Around here, we don't like talk of big dreams. To stand out is a pride that can see. To aim high is to make waves, to split scenes. But that's not what it seems like to me. 'Cause I wanna try, I wanna risk. And I don't wanna walk, rather swing and miss. I'm not above apologies, but I don't ask permission. Got a lot of imperfections, but I don't care my ambition in them.
Zeno's arrow never hits the mark. It's always hanging there over its shadow. Say the battle, waste of art. Just time and trouble, waste of effort, waste of parts. If you know.
I didn't come looking for love. I didn't come to pick a fight. I didn't come to wave or take pictures. Pander to some benefactor, ring on every broken finger. Won't extend my wings to be clipped. I know the culture here is to stay humble with shit. If we all go round bowed heads but lips. If none of us go for the bell, then who is? My mother says I've loved too many men, but I took and left something. Every single bed, the rook can look left, right, just turns his head. But the night might rise up, investigate the grid. Gender, genre, guess I'm on one bed. Both just the constructs of the old world gone broke. Women, children, let me tell you, I've been both. And it's a myth, we all swim for the lifeboats. I didn't come with them for love. I didn't come to pick a fight. I come here every night to work. And you can grab an axe, man, or you can step aside.
Zeno's arrow never hits the mark. Always hanging there over its shadow. Say the battle, waste of art. Just time and trouble, waste of effort, waste of parts. If you don't aim for the center, it's a waste of art.
Self-taught, self-made bit, self-styled. Self-sourced, self-came, self-took island of converts to conquerors old school. We march in Converse, just armed with our own tools. While my knees feel flexed, while my joints hold steady, mind drops, bomb straight, trucks laced ready. I travel by time, travel light, at touchdown, I swallow the dice. I make my own luck now.
I love the way she manages to mix together strings and beats and Greek philosophy. she actually was a philosophy major and is now just an incredibly smart, fascinating performer. I think she's amazing. Dessa.
And the record's out?
The record just came out. It's called Parts of Speech.
Fabulous. I'm going to play a record by a group called Lowland Hum. Have you heard this yet?
I have not.
This was my weekend. I've been listening to a lot of Deaf Heaven lately. But the opposite, this one does. The opposite end of the spectrum of that screaming, intense music is this band, Lowland Hum, from North Carolina. It is Daniel Levi Gones and Lauren Plank Gones. They fell in love making music. They're now a husband and wife team. They recorded the record in at Mom's,
nice.
Basically, in Greensboro, North Carolina. Money raised from a Kickstarter program. It's such a... I just love these days of making music. And
it's a lot easier to make art happen, and anything that just sort of pumps more art into the ecosystem, I am delighted about.
And we did a first watch on a video for this song called War Is Over that we're going to play. The footage for the film was found footage from an online archive. You can do so much and never leave your house, or at least your parents' house. So I'm going to play this song. Record comes out August 6th. The album's called Native Air. The song I'm going to play is War Is Over by Lowland Hum.
That's lovely. It's a good.
Thought you'd like that.
I mean, it's bred in a lab to be enjoyed by me. There's a lot of the chemical element Thompsonium in the in that mix, but it's lovely. It's beautiful. I can totally picture them at the Tiny Desk. That's happening.
All right, you guys, come on over.
This is an open invite.
Open invite. Rick Parker, the guy who did the Lord Huron records that I liked a lot too, went and mixed the record after they recorded it at home.
So sounds it's got some boilenium in it as
yeah.
well.
Sounds awesome. Comes out August 6th. Lowland Hum is a band. Native Air is the album.
Would you like me to play a song now? I could play a song.
Actually, not.
No, you just want to play. You want to
can
play
I sit here by myself and play music?
No, you know, that'll always be the dream.
Yeah, actually, I used to
do that. I was going to say, that's exactly what this show
did
used
for
to
10
be.
Years.
I've got a song by the band Volcano Choir, and we have certainly expressed our love and appreciation for Bon Iver's Justin Vernon on this show before. He's involved in like 16 different things that come out in the next few months. He's already put out like, I don't know, this has been the year of Justin Vernon side projects.
So he is spawning cicadas. No, wait a minute. I want to tie this to cicadas.
There somewhere. Are swarms of Justin Vernon-related projects buzzing about. He was in a group called The Shouting Matches that put out a record earlier this year. He's producing the Blind Boys of Alabama record that's coming out in August.
Is bizarre.
He is. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
He's reissuing a Sarah Siskind record. You know, you and I are both Sarah Siskind fans. He's putting out some like lost 2003 record of hers on his own tiny label, and he's got an album out with this group Volcano Choir, which is him and a band from Milwaukee called Collections of Colonies of Bees, and they made a record in 2009 called
More Bug Record.
Exactly. They made a record in 2009 called Unmap, which is very non-linear. It's a lot of broken fragments of song that are mashed together in an I think a beautiful way, but not necessarily as grabby. I mean, it's certainly not going to be as grabby as a Bon Iver record. I mean, that's why it's not a Bon Iver record. This album that is coming out September 3rd called Repave, it's the second Volcano Choir record, is much closer. It's kind of halfway between that Volcano Choir first record and the last Bon Iver record. It's a much more linear, much more lyrical album.
Song-based.
It's very beautiful. The first song that's come out from that record is called Bygone, and it's B-Y-E-G-O-N-E. Let's hear it.
Promise me at the north end of monogamy. cut them from filling me lead. Somewhere I heard you scream for others' hearts, and then I'm still alive. Hold the keys to a Cupid fly, but you won't ever find. It's time to up and die.
That so much.
Yeah, and the Volcano Choir, this Volcano Choir record is the closest thing I've heard him do to the Bon Iver sound.
Yeah, I think it's going to make a lot of people happy because there's such a distance between, he's doing so many things, there's such a distance between his projects as Bon Iver.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, that Shouting Matches record is kind of a blues rock record. I think this will help tide people over until the next Bon Iver record.
Excellent. So last night, I saw one of the most intense shows I ever saw. A group called Death Heaven.
That is an intense band live. I got to see them at South by Southwest a year and a half ago and was like physically pushed back by the sound.
I was physically pushed back by the sound and the people who were
yes,
mosh pitting. And I was standing next to a glass mirror that was, you know, about 10 feet high. And it got kind of scary.
you could actually witness your own death by crushing.
That's right. George Clark is the lead singer. Commanding performance.
He's like an angry bird. Like he has kind of a, yeah, you know, kind of face when he sings. It's intense.
But at the same time, when he reaches out to fans who are holding their hand trying to grab hold of him, you could almost feel him, see him, hold his heart in honor. There's just such a grace in that anger. I've not quite seen that, and that's what made me love it so much. Anger is one thing, and you go, "Wow, that was really cool, man. That guy was really pissed." But this is a whole different phenomena.
And there's such majesty and beauty in the music too. I think that's part of it as well. That passion comes through in anger, but also in beauty.
He works with Kerry McCoy is his partner, main guitar player. It's a big band now, but main guitar player. They have a new record out, and Sunbather is a record that just came out. We featured a cut back in May on the All Songs Considered blog, and I'm going to play a cut called Dream House. It's the opening cut to the new record. Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan.
Pleasure.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, pleasure to have you.
Roger.